Well, joining us now, Dr. Liz Davis is a social worker and child protection expert. Morning to you, Liz.
Good morning.
Well, as Theo said there, it's all looking pretty shambolic now, isn't it?
Well, it is, but the important thing is that the survivors' views are heard. And last Friday, there was a meeting with the secretary of the panel, and they expressed very clearly, the survivors, that they want a statutory inquiry run by a High Court judge, which has the power to compel witnesses and seize documentation. If this happens, then the panel becomes redundant. So, you know, all the discussions about the panel need to be seen in that context, because I just hope she listens to those views that were expressed.
Let's just talk about what William Hague said there, though. He's saying the panel can continue without a chair for a bit. I mean, they are experts, they are experienced people. How crucial for you is the role of chairman?
Well, it's very crucial, and the whole nature of this inquiry and how it's been set up was under debate last Friday by survivors. There's an enormous amount of disquiet about the lack of transparency about how the appointments for the panel took place. Who put people forward hasn't been disclosed. There's a number of them with OBEs and MBEs. We don't know who proposed them for those awards. And that should all be transparent so that any conflict of interest is really clear. So there was quite a feeling about, you know, disquiet about the panel anyway, and also the people who are not on the panel. For instance, there's nobody with any police expertise. Well, the one thing, if we're looking at organised crime against children, we need a lot of expertise in how to investigate child protection matters.
Do you believe there is an actual chance that the Home Secretary is going to scrap the entire thing and just start again?
Well, if she's listening and listening to the survivors' views, which we were assured on Friday would be taken to her as a matter of urgency, then this is her opportunity to show that she is listening to survivors. Up to that point last Friday, survivors hadn't been consulted in any shape or form. And some people were referring to things like the Australian Royal Commission, where survivors have been involved from the beginning.
Just briefly, Liz, who would be a suitable chair?
I don't know. All sorts of names are being put forward. But it does depend. If it's a statutory inquiry, it has to be a High Court judge. That's the legislation that came in 2005. So, you know, that would narrow it down quite a lot.
Liz, I'm sure we will talk again. Thank you ever so much for joining us. Dr. Liz Davis there, social worker and child protection expert.